Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
It's time for the Midwest Outdoors with Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin. Brought to you by Reed Chevrolet, the Hearing Connection in St. Joe, the Sports Medicine Store, and Sportsman's Outfitters and Marine. Now, here are Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Midwest Outdoors. Tickle of death to be with you. This Saturday seems like about the same time every Saturday morning. Mark, are we in a rut? We get here about the same time every Saturday morning.
It's just odd how that happens.
I'm amazed every time I take the key out and it works in the door.
I know it.
They would say, you are gainfully unemployed again.
But boy, was it not refreshing getting outside this morning. Ooh. Oh, my gosh, it feels like fall.
It did, didn't it?
Oh, I love it. Just invigorating.
Yeah, for you people that are runners and walkers, this would be the morning to get out and get after.
Boy, no kidding.
Feels pretty good out there.
Oh, it's awesome.
I left St. Joe. It was just a real fine mist. And I saw where I was looking at the radar, and I talked to Kelly Kurtz up at New Point, Missouri, a big town in New Point. They've had a little rain. Started 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it was a big complex.
Yeah, and had a pretty good little rain. Talked to a guy yesterday that trying to raise some hogs and cattle, and his well went dry. It's the first time it had gone dry since 1957.
That's not good.
So, and I... Finally, we got the repairs done from the tornado and got the well running yesterday afternoon. It usually takes me about 35, 45 minutes to fill up the steel pool. 4 hours and 30 minutes later, I still was not full.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that ground is just sucking it up.
You just can't believe it. It goes in these cracks, and it just disappears. And you stand there, and you watch it, and it bubbles and bubbles and bubbles. Here comes a cricket flying up out of there. And pretty soon that crack gets filled up, and it moves over to the next one.
Unreal.
I got millet up about 2 inches tall, maybe in some places, and trying to get it a little drink of water, you know, for it to get going. So I think I've achieved the goal.
So you go in and you flood it, and then it rains.
Yeah. And here's a way I can break this drought, and I did this one time. I went and washed my truck and left the windows down that night.
There you go.
And it rained 70 hundredths every time I do that. So I'm the reason there is a drought. Just blame everything on me.
Okay.
You know, on this deal. So
happily.
I go out and do my annual crop tour about this time of year. I mean, actually, I'm kind of preseason scouting for some doves and just out in general. Holt County and Nottoway County, southern end, Atchison County, are just devastated. The corn's probably 50 bushel corn. A lot of guys are cutting it for silage. It's just been so dry. I don't think I've ever saw it like this in my life.
It started so early in the year.
Yes. And, you know, I hate to be doom and gloom, but I don't know, something's going to have to change here because you got to think about next year, too.
Well, this started over the winter. We had a dry winter. Haven't had any snow to speak of last couple of years.
My wife pulled out a picture when we moved to our place 20 years ago or whatever it was, and there's a big pond in our backyard. You cannot see that pond anymore. It's completely dropped that much. It was probably out in the middle of it was 12 to 14 foot deep. Now it's probably 8 inches deep.
Oh, my
gosh. Something like that.
Did it silt in or just dried up?
Just dried up. And it's just absolutely devastating. Some of the ponds that I used to fish are just non-existent. The fish have all died in them. I've never seen it like this, and I don't want to ever see it again.
Yeah, no kidding. We still got August to get through.
We got to get through August, and August will be hot and
dry.
Can't do much about the weather.
Just complain.
Last week we were talking about Tuttle Creek. Had some humans that I know rather well, and they took off and went to Tuttle Creek. They hadn't fished it for years. And the guy said, I don't know if I caught a 4-pound white bass or not, but he said it was awful close.
Good golly. And, wow, that's a huge white bass.
That's unbelievable. And they didn't catch one. They caught buku.
I've never caught one that big.
Yeah, and they caught a lot of them at 2.5.
Oh, my gosh.
Too bad it's not an edible fish.
Oh, you know? Now, Fred, though, they're just as good as anything else. They're just as good. You just got to get the red meat out of them.
No, you can't get the red meat out of them. That's the whole problem with the things. But
they're good. They're firm. Good texture meat. Mm-hmm. My mom, I was raised with a dad that did nothing but crappie fished. And every now and then he would humor us and chase white bass. But my mom, that's all she originally was a trout fisherman. And that's what dad and mom would do. They'd go down to Bennett Springs or Roaring River, wherever, and go trout fishing. In fact, for a wedding gift, my mom used to wear shorts. And she'd go, the opening of trout season, beginning of March, she'd go wading out there in shorts. Everybody else had waders
on.
So my dad, for an anniversary present, got mom a pair of waders. What a thoughtful guy.
Oh, yeah. goodness.
But
what did they do on their honeymoon? Go fishing?
Quail hunting.
Quail hunting. It's even better.
That is no lie. But we kind of graduated from that. And when I was old enough to remember anything, we just crappie fished. And, of course, we loved eating crappie. But mom and I prefer white bass now over crappie just because of the texture. The flavor, you pretty much just taste whatever it's coated in. But it doesn't have any strong flavor at all. Mm. And we just like it because of the firmer texture than crappie. Crappie can be a little on the mealy side, but, I mean, you can't hardly beat crappie either, but unless you have walleye.
No, bluegill.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, can't
bluegill's
argue that.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know.
The problem with bluegill is catching a big one.
Exactly, and, one that's big enough to.
Yeah, and these hybrids. You know up here, Guy Park, do you know where Guy Park is? Oh, I'm not supposed to mention it on the air. That's the biggest bluegill you catch in America.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's right there north of Platte City.
Well, and pound for pound, they just fight great.
Oh, and they're just edible.
Oh, you're right. There is nothing better.
Of course, now last weekend, and I kind of expected this weekend, I came in here and I could smell grease burning. And I said, uh-oh. And so we had walleye.
Yeah.
And you had blue crab.
Uh-huh.
I passed the smell test, didn't I?
You did.
The walleye got consumed from everybody here in the studio. I mean, you could tell the difference, boy.
Well, and our Jed, our cracked board operator, he liked the blue cat better than the walleye.
What?
Yeah.
Well, he's not normal anyway, you know.
He is cracked.
Oh, poor fella. I'm going to have a long talk with him when we get off the air today, then, and we'll get him straightened back out again, you know, the deal, so. I don't know. You know, Tuttle Creek is right here in our backyard.
I know. I've never fished that lake. I always go to Milford. I just don't know anything about Tuttle Creek.
They said accessibility is not real great. They're working on the dam and way down the hill to get into the water. But, boy, they worked on them. You know, I think they caught about 50 apiece.
Did they say whether or not there was any surface activity?
Didn't talk to them in depth about it at all. So they said, if I caught a 4-pound white bass, I think it was over there. He said, I didn't have any way of weighing it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that never weigh a 4-pound white bass.
Unless, like my dad used to say, you have a set of scales that when my older brother Toby was born, when he was born, he weighed 38 pounds.
38 pounds?
That's right.
That's a big Toby.
That's
But, you know, Tuttle Creek is right. And I'm always amazed. I talk to a lot of people, and they don't know about Tuttle Creek. And over at Carnahan Point, anything you can put shiny in the water, you're probably going to catch some white bass, you know. And they caught one. He said it was a walleye. And I said, was it a sawguy or a walleye? He said 3 pounds. But, you know, probably was a sawguy in that lake. I don't know that for a fact. What is the state record on white bass? In Kansas?
5 pounds, like 8 ounces.
Wow.
That's huge. And the state record wiper or hybrid is 25 pounds. Walleye is like 13 pounds something. That's a good size.
That's a huge walleye.
Good size walleye.
A wiper of 25 pounds.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Whew, no.
Now, did you ask these guys what they were catching the fish on?
It said something shiny. He said, throw anything shiny in the water.
So a spoon or anything like that?
Yeah, spoon's probably what they were throwing on the deal. But I fished it a lot. I used to fish it a lot. And it was no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were just going to put some fish in a boat. They were just, they caught a lot of dink whites, you know. But now it's completely turned around, sounds to me like.
Yeah.
You know, 2-pound whites, and, you know, it's a great fight.
Oh, I know it. You can't, you know, that's next best thing to a hybrid.
It's right here in our backyard, and no one goes there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a shame in the deal. And then Guy Park, nobody goes up there either. But if you don't want to catch those big bluegill, that's okay. Hey, my gunsmith is Gary Clark, and I just love this guy because I had a waterfowl gun breakdown, and he stopped what he was doing and put me back in the ball game in the middle of duck season. He knew how important it was to me. And he's just a good American. He's a good guy. He's over at Wathena, Kansas, if you guys need a gunsmith, not a gun tinkerer. There's a lot of difference there. This guy is a gunsmith, but he's such a good American that he is doing an appreciation day over there August the 4th. And appreciation to our U.S. military, Kansas Air National Guard will display some of their weapons there.
Cool.
And anybody that's, a police officer, law enforcement, fire, emergency personnel are all invited. Everybody's invited, but free hot dogs. And that is August the 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm going to be there.
Awesome.
I don't know if he's going to have enough hot dogs for me, though. I'm worried about that.
Can you do 72 in 10 minutes?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I could blow by that. And
wow. Then that's impressive.
Yeah. Take my old buddy Kelly over there.
He put the hurt on him, too?
Oh, yeah. He can garbage. He can get them. He'll get them. You're not supposed to eat hot dogs, you know, nitrosamines, I think it is, isn't it?
Did you see the hot dog eating contest?
No, I did not.
July 4th.
It always makes me want to throw up.
I think that's what the guy ate. And I think it's 10 minutes, but he 72 or 76, whatever it was.
Did he barf?
But I think it's no, barf? He didn't. He didn't. But
didn't barf?
He says he gains 22 pounds in that 10 minutes. That can't be good.
Huh. Well, that is bizarre. I've watched it before. I watched it about 2 or 3 minutes. It makes me want to barf.
Oh, I know it.
And them guys slamming them things down. You
with
know.
The bun.
You know, you take a good hot dog and you put some right dressing on it, it's very edible.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Great.
The deal.
I like it on charcoal.
Oh, well, what the hey. Hey, the election's coming up. And
hey,
I,
first, before we get on to that, where is Wathena, Kansas?
Wathena is 10 minutes west of St. Joseph, Missouri on 36 Highway.
Oh, okay.
G&M Fireworks, or Fireworks, G&M Fire. But 785-989-2129 is his phone number. If you guys need a gunsmith, not a gun tinkerer, 785-989-2129, or go by and see G&M Firearms, Wathena, Kansas, located 4 miles west of St. Joseph, Missouri.
August 4th?
August the 4th.
Is that a week from a week from today?
Are we going through this month?
Yeah.
Is this it? This is the last Saturday in the month?
They're going faster and faster.
Ooh, as you get older, they really go by fast. Yeah, you know, I've gotten so old, I just drive around with my turn signal on anymore.
Well, at least you use it.
Yeah.
so few people do.
It is an amazing place in Kansas City, Missouri. I notice this more than any place else when I come down for it. No, it must be an option on the cars down here. No one uses a turn signal.
No.
Wonder why.
And I drive around town all day, every day. And very rarely do I see somebody cut in front of me and use a turn signal. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah. Is it hard? Is it challenging for them? Or what's the
I don't
deal?
Know if they can do two things at once.
You lift
know,
steer, that lever?
Yeah.
It,
I don't know if they can do two things at once, steer the steering wheel and then turn the turn signal. That might be just too challenging.
This is the strangest town I've ever driven in. When I left here last Saturday, got back on 435, I've never seen such a mess in my life.
Everybody's in a hurry.
Why? Why? I don't understand it. You know, I just scratch my head and go on about my life, but wow.
But don't go the speed limit or even 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. You'll have somebody up on your butt.
Yeah, and they give you that dirty look when they go by. You know, it's like, why are you only doing 75? I don't know. One lady, and I was going to almost called you about this. She was texting and driving and smoking a cigarette as she passed me and lighting one, and I went, oh, my goodness. Hey, we got to take a break. We got the Delta Waterfowl guys on. We're going to talk about duck numbers for the bottom of the hour. We're brought to you by Highway Trailer Sales, my good friend, one of my best friends, Terry Lee, at 1850 Southern Road over here in Kansas City. For you guys who are getting ready to haul some grain, they're going to be cutting corn here real darn quick. And it is drying out way too fast. It's 50 bushel corn. And so you're going to have to haul some of it to town, what's left of it. So if you've got a trailer out here that you're thinking about might need some work on it, for you farmers out here, we have an awful lot of farmers that listen, but if for you guys that are over-the-road truckers and you've got problems with your trailer, this is the guy. Been talking to this guy for a long time, talked to all his a lot of his customers, and I'll tell you, they just think this guy is lights out. So Highway Trailer Sales Incorporated, Terry Lee, 816 area code. Now, this is his cell phone. This is how cut in he is, 769-3658. If you got a problem, he will help you through it, 816-769-3658. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. Got to take a little break. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We are brought to you by King City Lumber Company out of King City, Missouri. If you need a hay barn or you need a loafing shed, we're going to have custom built for Mark Tobin, complete with color TV and recliner and cooler.
Sweet.
So you can just kind of hang out.
Maybe watch a football game.
Yeah, wouldn't be bad at all. King City Lumber Company are the people that built my shed that the tornado took away.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it was.
Didn't even have it broke in yet.
Didn't have it broke in. Hadn't spilled a beer inside of it.
What the heck?
Man, it just broke my little heart. Oh, well. But we'll get another one. It's coming on the horizon here a little bit. But these are the best. These guys build nothing but the finest. For you guys that are farming out there and need a place for your combine or tractor, these are the guys you talk to. For you guys who want a cabin built in the woods, these are the guys you talk to. For you guys that want a garage built in your backyard or maybe even added onto your house, these are the guys you're going to talk to. There's no finer people than King City Lumber. Go to kingcitylumber.com. Or you can give them a call at 660-535-4337. I've talked to so many people that have had their buildings built by King City Lumber, and I've yet to hear a complaint. And they used Master Craftsman, first-rate lumber, kingcitylumber.com. Marty and Monty Tunks are as good as it can get. My co-host here is just about to die. Are you going on the floor, Mark? You going to be all right?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. What the hey? Hey, Chad Martin is calling us.
Really?
Yeah. Do you think we ought to talk to Chad? He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Chad, how in the world are you doing this morning? Chad?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. How are you?
Well, you know, I kind of like this weather nowadays.
I'll bet.
It's very good throughout the week, and on weekends it goes to hell.
Hey, Chad, a friend of mine decided he's not going to fish anymore, and I was thinking maybe you could talk him out of it, but he said he got up early one morning and got dressed quietly, made his lunch, grabbed the dog. He slipped quietly into the garage to hook up the boat to the truck, and then he proceeded to back out into a torrential downpour. The wind was blowing 50 miles an hour. So he pulled the truck back into the garage, turned on the radio, and he discovered that the weather would be bad all throughout the day. So he went back into the house, quietly undressed, slipped back into bed, cuddled up to his wife's back. Now with a different anticipation, he said, the weather out there is terrible. And his loving wife of 20 years said, can you believe my stupid husband's out fishing in this? He said, I still don't know to this day if she was joking, but I have stopped fishing. You think you could change him? There might be no hope for him.
No.
Hey, Chad had some buddies went to Tuttle Creek and knocked the sparks out of them.
Tuttle Creek?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there ain't a whole lot of fish here, so it shouldn't be too hard to find them.
True. They're working on the dam, aren't they?
Well, you know, that lake is, you know, it's pretty much half silt. Yeah, they're working on the dam. You know, the dam sits on a fault line.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Other than
stable.
That, everything's okay.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah, other than that, yeah.
How's the fishing over on the Kansas side, Chad?
Well, I'll tell you what. Of course, you know, I love those crappie fishing. So crappie, you know, basically are ambush feeders. And so you got to find some wood or some brush piles, and you'll find crappie.
How deep are you catching them this time of year?
Anywhere from 2 foot to 12 foot.
2 foot in the summer?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, where the shad are.
Well, they got to be halfway cooked. And this
No. These fish, you know, they're like I say, they're cold blooded, so they'll adapt to that any water temperature.
Wow!
Just throw them on ice and
like
catch them.
If the bait's up there in this 80-plus degree water, that those crappie are going to come up there.
Wow!
You know, the white bass doesn't seem to bother them to come up the surface.
Well, that's true. That's true. Have you heard any white bass? I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. I've seen some
surfacing.
Yeah, surfacing, but they're not up very long, and I think we're probably well into our second hatch on the shad.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah,
good shad population. Yeah. That's good news.
Yes. Tremendous. All these fish that I'm catching are just absolutely full. I don't even understand why they still want to eat.
Yeah.
But you know me and my little minnows.
So that I was just going to ask you, minnows or no minnows?
Yeah, minnows. And I get them warmed up, too.
What do you mean?
Some of the bait stores, you know, will sell you cold minnows.
Oh, that ain't going to live long.
No. So, yeah, you got to gently get them warmed up.
How do you do that?
Most of the time, I'll do it overnight.
Just like
you know, put them in my bait well and with some aeration, and overnight they'll warm up.
Okay.
Otherwise, you got to do it slowly during the day.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do with 90 degree weather.
And 9 dozen minutes.
Yeah. Have you hit Milford?
I haven't hit Milford in some time. Huh. Melbourne's what I've been fishing.
Uh huh.
And, you know, it's all our lakes are low. You know, I'm fishing, you know, when I'm looking out there now for a 16-foot brush pile, I better be in 12-foot of water.
Yeah.
I got some waypoints I've heard in dang near sea.
Is there still a problem with the algae bloom that had occurred on Clinton? Do you know?
The brown algae, which is the one that just fools every fisherman who believes they're in muddy water. And there's been no rain, so there's not going to be any muddy water.
Sure.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And they'll see that brown algae. The fish will eventually get used to it. Yeah. If you go in an area that, and of course they're once again, you almost have to be on the lake daily to see the stuff come in. If it shows up the day that you're there, then your fishing's going to be bad. But after about three or four days, everybody gets used to it. Everything's a little deeper. Your shad's not going to be quite on the surface, but you know it's adaptable.
Any walleye in Melbourne, chat?
I've heard that if you're over there pulling crankbaits, you can catch some for nice keepers on the north side of the lake. They're over there on, the popular point there. Yeah, it's too early for me.
I know. You too.
Chad, do you have a favorite lake over there on the Kansas side?
Favorite lake?
Yeah.
I guess for all round, I mean for all species, I'd have to go to Melbourne.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Besides crappie?
Clinton's great. Clinton's got a lot of trees.
Yeah.
But I haven't been catching the big crappie there. The walleye population is waning a little bit at Clinton. I think they have better hybrids than Melbourne. I'm not even too sure there's a hybrid in there unless somebody, one of the locals, have put them in. The blue cats are in just about every lake now, thanks to the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Department stocking them. And those are great eaters. You know, those are whiskered walleye.
Yeah, Fred would disagree. He just doesn't think that they're edible.
Well, he's probably ate them.
Just won't admit it. Yeah.
Yeah. anybody to eat blue like, crat would probably
like non-oysters, you know.
Well, so there's still plenty of fish to be had, even though it's miserably hot out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the things I do have is shade.
Oh, cool.
I have 2 9-foot patio umbrellas I can put up over my boat.
A difference that makes just to get out of that sun.
Gosh, I mean, it's an instant 20 degrees cooler.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Well, you aren't getting any younger. Go fishing.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like I say, but, you know, if the wind picks up, they become sails.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. Well, hey, Chad, if somebody would like to go fishing with you, how can they get a hold of you?
On weekends, they can find me at home. In the yard. Otherwise, it's probably better try to call me at 785-312-0945.
One more time.
785-312-0945.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the guy you want to go fishing with. Chad, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Well, you can bring the jigs if you want to, but I'll embarrass you.
No, I listen to the guide. I don't have that big an ego.
Thanks, Chad.
Take care, buddy.
Have a good day, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
You bet.
Okay.
Right.
See ya.
That was Chad Martin, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a little bit of a break. This is the Midwest Outdoors. I'm your host, Fred Ramsey, and my sick partner, Mark Tobin. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. I'm your host, Fred Ramsey, and here with my partner, Mark Tobin, who is sicker than a dog. You going to be okay? You going to make it through the whole show?
I'll make it.
You think so?
Maybe.
Maybe? Have you thought about flowers or rearrangement if you croak out on us or anything like this?
No, I haven't thought that far ahead.
No. How's your boat running?
It's not. I haven't had a chance to take it over to Sportsman's Outfitter and Marine yet. I've just been too busy this week to get it over there. I think I've got a fuel problem. I mean, because it would run, but then it would cut out and die. And I've got a smart gauge on it that tells me if I've got some problems going on, and it's not showing me anything. So I just got a feeling, my boat was inactive for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's according to Sportsman's, that's the biggest problem that we have that they see that comes into the marina. That's the biggest problem that they see is fuel-related stuff. And they've told me keep stable or Seafoam in there to keep, you know, because the problem is the fuel that we buy now. And you don't have to advertise at the gas pump whether or not you have ethanol in there. And if they do have ethanol in there, ethanol draws moisture out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the whole problem is. So, I've got to get it out there and drop it off. But I'm telling you, there is no better place if you have a problem. And it's not if you're going to have a problem. It's when you have a problem, because you will. If you have a boat, that's going to happen. So when that happens, just remember, it's Sportsman's Outfitter Marine. They're out in Belton. It's the last Belton exit, Cass Road. They're on the west side of 49 Highway.
Uh-huh.
A great bunch of guys.
What's he sell for boats?
They've got Lund. You got to see that new bass boat that they have.
Online.
It's just so cool. You just look at it. You can't believe that's an aluminum boat.
Yeah.
It's just got such a beautiful finish on it. And Stratos, and they've got pontoon boats. They have a Lund pontoon, and they've got a good selection of used boats. And, you know, getting toward the end of the season here, and you can get some good deals out there right now.
You know, I hate to say this, but it's not going to be too awful far away before you're going to talk about winterizing.
Absolutely.
These would be the guys.
Absolutely, yep.
On the deal.
And get the boat cleaned up. You know, that's after that boat's been out there on the water all year. It does get scummy and nasty, and it's a pain if you've ever had to clean. My boat.
They've been in business forever.
Yeah.
I mean, long.
Started out in Lee Summit.
Lee Summit, yeah.
Off 291 Highway, and then they moved a little north, further up 291.
What's your next boat?
It'll probably be a pontoon.
Pontoon.
Yeah.
That means you're getting old.
Yeah, that's true.
But the pontoons are not like the old pontoon.
No, but they're just so comfortable. And you don't go like some of these pontoons, you do go flying across the water.
Oh, yeah.
But I enjoy just sitting back and just kind of seeing things that I didn't see before flying across the water in my bass boat. I've got a bay boat now. And I love that, too. It's a great, big, deep-sided boat. It's great on rough water.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that, I think a pontoon would be my next one.
Well, we were trying to get a hold of the great humans from Delta Waterfowl. There was some exciting news that we were going to pass along to all three of our listeners. And we have got a bogus number, don't we? Is that what it is? So this number is not going to work. We might try a 701 area code on the front of that one.
Yeah, I tried that about four different times and left a message. No answer. So good stuff.
Yeah, they're really cut in, aren't they? What the heck? Talk about leaving. Here's basically what was going on the deal. I've talked to these guys in great detail yesterday. And there's some people saying nothing but doom and gloom about the Duck Hatch. Well, there is pockets of places in the North Dakota. Eastern part of North Dakota has actually got too much rain. But that's good for a duck if you're a duck hunter on a deal. You get up around Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, up in there, north of Saskatoon. Lot of habitat, a lot of good stuff, a lot of good waterfowl habitat up there this year. The Metadosa area, which a lot of ducks through our Midwest here, was wet, went exceptionally dry, and that has deteriorated quite a little bit over there. So still, some places actually showed a little bit of an increase in the numbers, and some places showed a 14% decline in the numbers. But as a whole this year, from it's probably a C-plus hatch to C to C-plus hatch in the area up there. So you guys that are looking forward to this duck season like we all are, it might not be as bad. The teal season, the teal numbers are phenomenal.
Oh, is that right? I was just going to ask you about that.
The blue-winged teal have really taken off. There's a scourge up there of them. I mean, they've really got a lot of blue wing.
Well, you can't hit them. You can't kill them.
Don't hit them, but boy, when you do, they're edible. That's the only duck I just love eating is a blue wing teal.
Yeah, they are awesome.
You fire them on the grill, you can't screw them up on the deal.
Boy, that sounds good.
No, it's just phenomenal bird to eat on the deal. So what we're going to do then, without our guests from Delta Waterfowl, if anybody out there would like to talk to us, it's 913-3810-810. We are going to open up the phones. You can sure have a nice visit with us. And 913-3810-810, if you want to talk about maybe a fishing trip. Whatever happened to the guy that we talked to that had an outdoor lodge in Canada? Minnesota?
Never heard back from him.
Never heard back from him.
They were good at
I heard good things about that thing.
Yeah, it looked spectacular.
Kind of wanted to do a show with him and never did ever hear back.
No,
huh?
I guess he's just too
Shows
busy.
You what we rank, don't we?
Yeah.
I've got a present for you in my truck.
Really?
It'd be kind of interesting to see your response on it. So I was blessed by a guy who sent me some HSM ammunition.
Oh, yeah.
And they are going to create a little wave in the industry. These people have the technology. They have the ability. They have the knowledge of being able to produce basically a hand-loaded round for you guys that like to shoot targets on the deal. I've got a picture on my cell phone that we can't hold it up to the radio close enough to make it work, but it is phenomenal what has happened here lately. A gentleman in South Carolina, maybe, and trying to read all this at the same time, gentleman in South Carolina shot something that was absolutely unbelievable as far as a grouping. And he shot 1,000 yards. That's 10 arrowheads put together.
And
basically hit a coffee cup 5 times.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's the new world record for a 5-shot group.
Dang.
And when you look at the picture and the thought. Now, I'm from Missouri. You got to show me an awful lot of stuff, you know. But he had 4 or 5 credible witnesses on the thing. I tell you what, I shoot a lot. And I have a rifle with me all the time and shooting at something, it seems like. But I made the mistake one time. I shouldn't tell this on the air, but I will. I decided I was going to shoot 1,000 yards and see what to do with this thing. Do you shoot 10 feet high, 14 feet high? Where do you shoot on this thing? So it's very hard to find a place to shoot 1,000 yards. It's just, you know, not with the background and all the stuff. So I found a place in the river bottom down there one day and had a, just by what really turned me on to doing this was there was a piece of plywood laying there, 4 by 8, bit washed in from the flood. So I had a great big orange pumpkin stick-on target, and it's probably 18 inches in diameter. So I took my Zeiss rangefinder, and I drove 500 yards, and I turned and looked back around, and I thought, well, where is this target? And that's how far, you know. And so when I kind of lined it up, and then I drove another 500 yards, 1,000 yards.
Dang.
So I took the gun and laid it across sandbags and took my 25-06 is what I shoot. So the wind, now I have a cop-out, but the wind was blowing, and it was on the backside of a river levee for safety factor. So I cranked off 5 rounds all by myself. It was a little bit of snow on the ground. I needed a spotter to see where I was at on this thing because you just don't know on this deal. I shouldn't tell this. I shot 5 rounds at the 18-inch target at 1,000 yards. I never hit the 4x8 piece of plywood. That's how far 1,000 yards. And when you get these guys get talking about guns and shooting that far on the deal. Now, this guy took 1,000 yards and broke a coffee cup. He would have broke 5 in a row up there, hit a beer can at 1,000 yards.
Wow.
And the gun weighed 64 pounds.
Oh, my good gosh.
A bench rest gun, they call it. Anytime you see these targets, you see BR on behind the target. That means bench rest. They laid that gun up on the on a bench and shot it 5 times. And the grouping is absolutely unbelievable. He had 4 or 5 witnesses to this thing, and he shot them all in just a few minutes. He didn't wait 8 minutes for the barrel to cool down and do this and do that. He rapid fired, probably 2 minutes between each round on this thing.
Crazy.
So it is crazy. You know, it's got a trigger on that gun that you practically breathe on, it goes off. Because, and then you have to practice your breathing. That's where everybody makes an awful lot of mistakes, is you breathe and you exhale and then pull the trigger. And that steadies you up a little bit. And then the other thing, of course, is getting firm in your position and all that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, shooting 1,000 yards, anybody can do that. My hat's off. I you know, I didn't know where I was hitting. I didn't have
right.
anybody around me.
Right.
And I'm sure I was shooting 14 foot low. You know, I don't know that. But I couldn't make my brain do what I knew I had to do.
Right.
You know, I knew that I just couldn't make myself. There were some willows in the background and top of the willows, and I would aim up there. And I thought, well, man, I'll walk them in. I never touched the 4x8 plywood. So when I talk to these guys and they tell me they shot a deer at 1,000 yards.
Yeah,
or
why
they,
would you even
you know,
try?
Many years ago, I was on the air with my first stint in Kansas City Market. I had the guys on from Zeiss. And we were talking about scopes. And they make a great scope. Zorsky makes, there's a lot of good scopes out here. Bushnell makes a great scope. But we were... you know, on the air, and the guy called me and he said, I'm military trained. I can shoot a deer in the eye at 1,000 yards with iron sights. True story. Now, well, how would you know he was over there? And boy, it made him mad. And to the point where it got threatening.
Oh.
And I had to walk out with Conrad Dobler, to be honest with you, my peacemaker. But, boy, I'll tell you what now, guys and guns, and it's kind of like a 2-pound crappie.
Right.
You know, come on, let's all quit doing this, you know. Because you take 1,000 yards, you get a 5-mile-an-hour wind, you know.
It's going to affect
10-mile-an-hour wind, yep. 12-mile-an-hour wind.
Gusts completely change wind. Where you have to aim, yeah, that's right.
And people just don't understand what goes on here. So when you talk about this 1,000 yards and hitting a coffee cup with this thing, most people couldn't hit a Buick.
No.
You know, at that range on the deal. So if you'd like to join us on the air, it's 913-3810-810, and we'd love to hear from you. We've got a caller. Don, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
First time I heard your show, I'm working a new job on a third shift, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're talking all kinds of stuff. I've been fishing out at Hillsdale Lake a couple times, and you know, not really had much luck. I mean, it might be what I'm using, time of the year, or where spots that I'm using. And I, you know, I bought the map at you know, Bass Pro about the different things to do. But have you guys heard anything about where good spots to go get, like, crappie or?
Yeah.
There isn't like that out there?
Where you want to look right now is the Main Lake Flats, and look for brush. There's a lot of standing timber on Hillsdale, and fish around the standing timber, but look for brush that's around 12 foot. 12 foot kind of seems to be the magic number right now, and definitely use live bait, no matter what it is that you're fishing for. You're just going to increase your odds tenfold by using minnows.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, just head out to the Main Lake Flats and look for, just do a lot of graphing and look for brush piles and that 12 to.
And what about bank fishing, fellas? Do you guys have anything on that?
Not this time of year. It's going to have to, it'll be better when things cool down. But right now they're out away from the bank, typically, out a little bit deeper water.
Yeah, might catch them at first light.
I live in Gardner, so it's kind of nice to know about bank and graphing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Kind of so, I appreciate you guys. Hey, you guys earned a fan this morning. You guys are doing a good job.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Very nice of you to call.
Yeah. If you'd like to join us, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Don, for calling. If you'd like to join us, it's 913-3810-810. We'll talk about anything in the great outdoors. That we have some people calling in now. You know, Mark, I don't think you could fish anymore without a graph.
I couldn't, no.
I mean, you're strung out on like a junkie.
Yeah, I know. It's just such a time saver. You could probably fish without one, but it just takes so much more time to find fish. You're just, you know, fishing unproductive water for so long. And using that electronics, that just greatly saves the amount of time that you have to search and find those fish.
Yeah, I'll go back to the phones. Dave, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, earlier in the show, you mentioned Guybee Park Lake.
Yeah.
That's one of our favorites. We hadn't been there this year. Hadn't fished much this year. Going through withdrawals, but...
I know how you feel.
Oh, my goodness. Go through therapy. My wife and I, we love going out there. It is one of the clearest lakes in probably Missouri, but certainly in the Kansas City area.
Do you fish for bluegill?
Bluegill. Oh, my goodness. Good size bluegill.
Can't believe it.
What is it? 8-inch limit?
Yeah.
On bluegill?
On bluegill.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, you can't believe what you catch.
What?
No, really. There is a limit. Yeah, 8-inch limit, I believe. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a big bluegill.
Just go out there and have a blast. They have a lot of small bass in there. But I don't know how the fishing is this year. Have you guys heard anything?
I heard it's absolutely spectacular.
Fantastic.
That doesn't help. That doesn't help your withdrawals, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, not at at no, not at all.
You know,
say that lake is in Kansas. Okay, so
yeah, it's a cool lake, and no one knows it's there. I've been there many times, and hardly anybody ever there. And it's just as cool as it can get. And it's good if you guys are kayak fishermen. I think this is it. Because it's down in that ditch, and out of that wind, and it's and go down along that dam, you're going to catch some bluegill that you don't even believe.
You don't like eating those bluegill, do you?
Hey, we'll just, the smaller ones, those are scale.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
cut the head off. That's the best way to eat bluegill.
Oh, that skin's good.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's like a big potato chip.
You really taste how sweet they are.
I know. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, maybe three. We got three listeners today. Well, maybe they'll all run up here today and go fishing. Did you do any channel cat fishing while you were there?
Have I done what?
Channel cat fishing?
No. I think I've caught maybe one or two channel cat out of that lake over the years. But no, I don't think I've ever caught a red ear, and I love catching red ear.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, boy.
Well, you're not getting any younger. You better get out there and go fishing.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about that.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Get my sanity back here.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks for the show.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
That's
thanks
awesome.
For calling.
You're feeling better. All right.
Thanks.
You know, I tell you what, that place is one of the best kept secrets in America. Now, I guess it won't be a secret now because we've got those three listeners going. But
8-inch limit on bluegill.
Yeah, and it's got a great little dock on it, you know, for fishing off the dock. And the channel cat fishing there, you're not going to catch, there's some big ones in there, don't get me wrong, but you're going to catch a lot of what you like to eat type size.
You talk about kayak fishing, that'd be the place to do it. Yeah, sounds like
cool.
You know, Sportsman's Outfitter Marine, they're supposed to start selling kayaks.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, this is down, it's got wind, it hits it, but on certain days, but it's just down around the dam. And you know, I caught a bass there 2 years ago. I don't know what he would have weighed, but he was something special.
Where is this?
It's right north of Platte City.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's just one of those quiet little lakes that the Missouri Department of Conservation has put in, and nobody seems to care, and nobody knows, and it's gin clear. You probably ought to go to an ultralight, or you guys are fly rod fishermen. You would just have way too much fun there, you know. And it is a cool little facility.
You know, Stockton's got a good population of bluegill in it. And keepable size.
Really?
Flayable size, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kansas does a great job.
Well, so many fish, so little time.
Yeah. Last weekend we were talking about, and I brought this up, and boy, did I hit a nerve. Boy. People got mad at me. And I made this statement, and I basically blame it to my buddy, but he got me on this path. Said, you want to kill a quality whitetail, a 150 whitetail, where do you go? Kansas. You want to catch a big walleye? Where do you go? Kansas. You want to catch a big hybrid? Where do you go? Kansas. You want quail shooting? Where do you go? Kansas. You want pheasant shooting? Go to Kansas, you know. I just tip my hat to them.
Yeah, they do.
For no more money than they work on. And we know we met those guys, Mark, and a lot of those guys volunteer and do it on their own. They care. And we went to that city park that day, and
the guy was
throwing
awesome.
The pellets in there. And
Leonard Yurok was the biologist, yeah.
Great big bass coming up on top water.
Largemouth and smallmouth feeding on pellets like catfish. Cool.
It was something to see. And you tell people that, you know, he had them trained, had them strung out like junkies on that
started
pellet.
When they were one-inch fry.
Yeah.
And, feeding them pellets.
That was, I can't remember the name of that little town. It was just a little bitty pond.
Was that Burlington? Or no, it was Yates Center or something like that?
Something like that. And
down by Burlington,
not too far away.
Not too far from Coffee County Lake.
It was some of the best I ever saw in the deal. So we're about out of time. We are brought to you by Reed Chevrolet. They're the finest humans to walk upright. They also have now acquired the Dodge Chrysler dealership. They will earn your business. They will treat you with respect. Non-commissioned salespeople are tremendous inventory. Maybe you're looking for something used, too. They've got a lot of those. But you can go visit with these guys. They're not going to hype you. The salesmen are going to treat you with the ultimate of respect. And that's what I like. And then the best thing about it was the price. So if you're looking in the mode today for a dealer that stands behind you 110% with non-commissioned salesmen that treat you with respect, there's no finer humans than the people at Reed Chevrolet and the Reed Dodge dealership now in the South Belt in St. Joseph, Missouri. I can't say enough. This commercial doesn't do them justice. That's how good they are. Go by and see my buddy Grant. He's an old helicopter pilot from Afghanistan. He's running the Dodge dealership down there. Wow. You're going to like this guy. Go straight there and talk to him. He wants to talk to you, and he'll help you out any way he possibly can. You aren't going to believe what you're about to, you know.
Such a refreshing way to buy a vehicle.
Great, great people. Yep. Great, great people. Well, I'll tell you what. How much? Well, we got a minute. We're done. This show went. This thing went by too fast.
I know. It's a good thing we didn't have a guest.
A little upset with the people from Delta giving us the wrong phone number, but I don't blame them.
Maybe you just wrote it down wrong.
No, he texted it to me off.
Okay. Well, it's not your fault then.
We're going to have a nice visit with him. It's over with, so what the heck. Hey, what, that wraps it up for this edition of the Midwest Outdoors. Thanks for all the callers that we had. Sorry we couldn't get to all of them, but what the hey. Got to go for this week. The next time we see you, I hope we see you in a great outdoor.
Have a great week. So long, everybody.